Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
47 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
45 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
46 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Clear.
45 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Clear.
38 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Clear.
39 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Clear.
44 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Clear.
44 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Clear.
39 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Sunny.
43 degrees.
KD8DAX, Kilo Delta 8, Delta Alpha, X-ray monitoring. KD8DAX.
888RK Mobile.
Good morning, Mobile Station. How are you? This is KD8DAX. That's a unique call. I don't think I've heard your call sign before. Name here is Zach from Rainbow Lake, Gratiot County. I was actually trying to find the DY repeater, I think is what it is. There was a net on there earlier that I was trying to check into from my mobile. I was hearing it really good, but couldn't get into it. Apparently, they couldn't hear me. But I'm quite a ways away from Ann Arbor, so I was just surprised I was hearing it as good as I was, but couldn't get into it. So I just thought I'd see if... this one, or I was trying to find that one on here, but I don't see it on EchoLink. KD8DAX.
KD8DAX, Alpha Alpha 8 Romeo Kilo. And I've lived in Ann Arbor for 55 years. That's the AA and RK are my initials. So Ann Arbor 8 me. Name's Ralph.
Well, good morning. Nice to meet you, Ralph. Yep, yeah, and I don't know, do you ever use the N8DUI? I'm assuming if you're a ham radio operator in the Ann Arbor area, I'm guessing you've used that, 145, 150. You might have even been connected in or talking on the net on that one earlier. It sounded like there was a handful of people in there, but I could hear it good, but just couldn't get into it. So I had to figure out what repeater it was, the W8IRA, Independent Repeater Association, West Michigan Link System, uses that same frequency. That's actually, I was scanning through my memories in my radio, and it was coming up as like the Battle Creek link on that frequency, but I was like, well, it's not that. I can't hear the Battle Creek from this far away. When I'm down there, I use it, but yeah, just on the same frequency. So I messed around with the PL tones, figured out the PL on it, and was getting into it, but not legible, apparently. So figured I'd try seeing if it was on Echo Link, and I don't see it on Echo Link. And
yeah, real good, Zach. The 515 is a 100.0 PL encode and decode, I think. And it's the county Aries Racy Skywarn ARPC repeater, but it is not digitally linked. And it is also an uncoordinated repeater, which is why it's on the same frequency as that repeater on the IRA in Western Michigan. It's also interfered with by a repeater somewhere in Ohio. But there's limited digital connection in Ann Arbor. You'd think there'd be more, but the two that I know of are this one on Echo Link and the Aero Club 440 repeater, which is DMR. And those are the only two that I can think of. Stuart Carlson, WHSRC, has a low-profile repeater in Dexter that I think is linked, but I'm not sure how. And the W8FSA repeater is Yaesu System Fusion, but it doesn't have a link. They haven't figured out how to get internet up onto the roof of St. Joe's Hospital yet. ARK Ann Arbor.
Gotcha. All right. Interesting. Yeah, I like it when repeaters have Echo Link. You know, I mean, I primarily still use RF to get into repeaters when I can, but it's really nice when you're not in an area or, you know, too far from an area or whatever. Conditions are not conducive to be able to get into with RF. It's really nice when I can just fire up the Echo Link app on my phone and connect into the repeater that way instead. I was talking on some repeaters over in Baraboo, Wisconsin. We were over at the Dells a few weeks ago, and I was chatting to some people on there with the week that we were over there and having conversations and whatnot. And then it's like, all right, well, when you leave the area, you can't converse with them anymore, which I did exchange emails with a few people. But I think one of them at least has an Echo Link connection, so I can still, you know, connect to that and chit-chat with them on there from home or, you know, where, anywhere in the world that I have an internet connection on my phone, basically. So it's definitely a nice option to have. It would be nice if more repeaters had it. I mean, quite a few do, but, you know, ideally it would be nice if every repeater had it. But yeah, there's logistics behind that, and I know some people don't want it, don't have any interest in it. The one up here at Alma College, the repeater up there, like I've talked to the guy that kind of maintains it, runs it, used to be the president of the Crash County Amateur Radio Association, and there seems to be no interest whatsoever in getting Echo Link connected or even getting a new audio controller on it or anything. Yeah, that's unfortunate, but it is what it is, so we just go with it. Ideally, someday I'd like to have my own repeater, and then I can do whatever I want with it. I don't have to ask anybody. I can have Echo Link on it, IRLP, All-Star nodes connected to it, do whatever I want with it. But, you know, someday it's good to have dreams and goals and aspirations, right? KD8DX.
Yeah, roger. Well, for a while I had a low-profile IRLP node in my house. I kept it down to 5 watts, made a very small footprint, plus it was on 220, and not a lot of people have 220 equipment. And I used it mainly to talk to my brother in Texas. But we have other means now, and the digital connections are cool. I also have Ham Shack Hotline and two other amateur radio VOIP apps on a VoIP phone sitting in my shack. And that's pretty fun. And when I got it, I could connect to the WHCCE repeater in Harbor Springs. And I just turn it on the speakerphone. I had an auto dial button and listen to traffic there. And, they were going to lose their repeater site, and they moved the repeater, and they haven't gotten the Ham Shack Hotline running again, to my knowledge. And that's too bad. But I still have it. I use it very seldom. And once a year, I'll go out to their website and screen scrape all the connected nodes or configured nodes, and then look and see if there's anything I need to keep track of, but that's about it. And I'm going to listen out. I am in front of my house and got some things to do. Excuse me. Before a kid comes over for a music lesson at 10:30. AA8RK Mobile Ann Arbor.
Alrighty, yeah, I got to get going myself, but I appreciate the comeback, and nice to meet you. Good chatting with you. Good QSO, appreciate it, and have a great rest of your day. Maybe we'll catch you on here again sometime. 73s, have a good one. KD8DAX, Zach from Rainbow Lake will be clear.
Good morning, 1000 hours, sunny, 57 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours, sunny, 62 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, sunny, 67 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, sunny, 72 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, sunny, 76 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, mostly sunny, 78 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, sunny, 80 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, mostly sunny, 79 degrees.
This is WQPT Mobile, Mount Pleasant listening.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Partly sunny. 74 degrees.
This is W2PUT Mobile listening.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 70 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 67 degrees.